Okay, I'm with Nova Rimmer, and we're talking about Victoria Baths. What are the things, Nova, that stand out for you looking back about the Baths?
What a magnificent building it was. You didn't have to walk miles out to see. You went in this lovely building, through the entrance gate, down some lovely steps into this marble, oh, just a beautiful area. And then you could have as much water as you wanted.
There were plenty of pools at Victoria Baths. There was a big waft of a smell when you went in, wasn't there?
There was, but it was a bath smell. We didn't have baths in our houses. So coming in to this, it was very pleasant, very exciting.
So when you went to the baths initially, you were a young girl. Tell us about that.
I remember being brought here specifically because I had to learn to swim, because we'd just returned from Gibraltar, where I'd almost been swept out to sea wearing a rubber ring. So I was brought here to learn to swim. And I remember coming in and being amazed at how big the building was. And then I was taken down a corridor to this beautiful turquoise pool area. And it was called the Ladies First Class. And there were very few people in it. And my mother, I had to go into a little cupboard and change my clothes. And then when I came out, a lady in a white overall came and explained that I was only allowed 40 minutes. And she chalked on the door, the time on the door. Then my mother took me and she stood on the side and she said, "Now, I'm going to throw this rubber ring to you. You'll be perfectly all right, so you get in the water." And I remember walking down the steps and walking until the water was up to my neck. And then my mum had said that I was now going to try to swim myself, leave go of the side and try to swim, and she would throw the rubber ring to me. So I remember counting to 10 and then pushing myself off and thinking, I'll try. And she didn't throw the rubber ring and I went under the water, and it was very, very frightening. But I got back to the side and I was very upset, and my mum was talking to a lady on the side of the bath and not taking any notice of me, making all this effort trying to swim. So I was actually very upset about it.
When you were at the baths, it wasn't a cheap thing to do then, was it?
Oh, no. I think it was a big treat to go to the baths, to go swimming. I mean, a really big treat. I can only think of it as a child. It was the most exciting thing to do, like on a level with actually going on a roundabout. It was wonderful, and I did want to learn to swim.
Was it somewhere in the region of 6 shillings, did you tell me earlier?
The 6 shillings, that was the price of swimming lessons. For 6 shillings, you got 20 minutes swimming lesson, because when you went in the baths, you only got 40 minutes. That was 30 minutes that you could swim and 10 minutes for you to get in and out of the, you know, get dressed and go. So you only got 20 minutes for the lesson because the teacher had to explain to you what was happening. And at the time, my mum used to say to me, "I'm paying 6 shillings for this swimming lesson. I've only got £1 a day to spend on food for all of us. So make sure you do your best." And I really, really tried hard. I did eventually get there, but not with the swimming lesson. Strangely, it was another time when I'd gone, when I was trying to swim and the attendant in her white overall said, you're doing right, you're doing right, you're doing good, keep trying, keep trying. Swim towards me. And I did. So it was the attendant who gave me enough pull to just, I just had to keep looking at her and swim towards her, and it all worked. And I've been swimming ever since. Very good thing to do, because with a contract, you could actually come on your bike and swim before school. You could get better and better if you worked at it.
So tell us about the procedure of going into the baths, because there was lots of quirky things that happened about your time and what procedure you had to go through to actually get in the baths.
I do remember, it depended which bath you were in, but after you'd changed into your swimming costume, you then had to walk towards the bath, and you went through, I'll call it a foot bath. It was like the sand at the end of a, when you're doing high jump and they have a sand pit for you to land in. Well, there was a little mini moat, and you had to walk through that. And lots of people didn't like walking through that. I think it was disinfectant. It was to make sure that everybody didn't pass anything on, because when you went back to the changing rooms, you walked through the same bath to go back out again. So you didn't bring anything in, you didn't take anything out.
And then they were strict on the time, weren't they? They had a procedure to make sure you didn't go over your time.
That was 40 minutes. And when you came in and you were allocated your tiny, small, one-person changing room, and when you came out ready to swim, the attendant would come and they would write the time with chalk on the door. And after half an hour, they would blow a whistle and point to the numbers that were due to come out. And 5 minutes later, if you hadn't come out, they'd go in the locker and they'd take out your towel, and then they'd take it to the side of the bath and they would dangle it over the water and say, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Of course, we all got out because we didn't want wet towels. So it was a very effective way of making sure that the usage of the bath was just the 40 minutes, because we used to queue up outside. So time was precious. And as soon as you were changed, you had to go out of the building, because you had to make sure that there was enough space for the next customers to come in.
And 70 years later, you are still coming to the Victoria.
70 years later, I still feel I drag myself here, do whatever, and I go out with a smile on my face, just like I did as a child. Can't say I arrive with the same glee, but I certainly go home with it. It's a wonderful thing to be able to recapture your childhood by coming to a place like this.
Nova Rimmer, thank you for your memories. Thank you for still being at what is Victoria Leisure Club in 2025. And it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.